I think they're using double numbers in Smyrna, too.
Antonio Cowart. Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about Bulldogs?
Smyrna. Ball's out of bounds. And it'll be Smyrna's basketball underneath their basket. Smyrna will throw it in. And the ball's taken away by Sparks. Laverne wanted to run, lobs it over to Macon. He puts it up off the glass, no good. And tipped and controlled by Smyrna. And it's almost thrown away, and it is. Laverne has it. Macon has it, gives it right side. Johns from the corner, in and out. Rebound, Reese puts it back in. So Laverne up 4-0 here over the Smyrna Bulldogs.
Sophomore Tristan James is who you're looking for there.
All right, he's got a different number as well. So we'll put him in the starting lineup tonight. Vanderbilt has it for Smyrna. Lobs it over to Williams inside, and it is Tristan James with the first basket for Smyrna. 4-2 Laverne. If you just joined us, Oakland Patriots won the first game here in boys action, 49-45 over Riverdale. Sparks has it right side in the front court. Picked up by Johnson. Left side it goes. And driving with the basket is Horner. And the jumper from Macon is no good. And the rebound coming down with it is Vanderbilt. Going to go all the way length of the floor. Basket's going to count, and he is fouled. So going to the free throw line as Johns fouls Vanderbilt. Chance for a three-point play here.
I think for Smyrna to win this ball game, John, they've got to keep the score low. And they got to keep the number of shots that Laverne attempts to a low number as well.
Rebound was picked up by James, and they're going to call a foul on Horner. No, it was Sparks. So Sparks picks up a foul. So the front court for Laverne have a foul apiece. Vanderbilt throws it in underneath the Smyrna basket. Gives it over to Johnson, whips it around. This time into Farrell. Back out it goes. Over to Woodard, Manny Woodard. And now inside it goes, and scoring is Tristan James again. So Tristan James has 4 points. He's a late addition to the starting lineup.
They're doing a really good job, John, of getting the ball inside. They're 3-for-3 to start this game. They didn't count it,
though. They didn't count the basket. There's a drive going up with the right hand. A little jumper is no good. That's Woodard.
They called a foul on Horner, John.
And with it is Macon. Macon driving, going to go up, puts it up against the window. Good. Charles Macon with 4. And Laverne back out in front, 6-4. Coming across in the front court is McGuire. Tries to drive all the way in. It's knocked away by Laverne. Reese has it, brings it up himself. Gives it over to Charles Macon. Now right side it goes to Horner. Horner drives, dishes it back out to Johns. Johns drive, drops it down low to Horner. It's blocked by James. Coming away with it is Farrell. He has it front court. Cross court pass, it goes to James. Tristan gives it over to Woodard. Back out front to McGuire. Back over to Woodard. Gets a screen. Now gives it back out to B.J. McGuire. Right side, right in front of the Laverne bench. He's going to drive. Now dishes it off. Vanderbilt in the corner. Bottom. Vanderbilt with a three, the first bank three, and Laverne has regained the lead. I make that Smyrna's regained the lead, 7-6.
Well, it's Smyrna's red hot from the field, John. They're 4-for-4, including a first bank three. So a very good start for the Bulldogs here on their home floor.
And the Smyrna crowd really into it. Bounce pass down low to Reese, and reaching in is Tristan James for the foul.
Lonnie Drayton, if his guys play as loose as he was earlier, I think they'll be okay. He was talking to us earlier. And
inside to Macon, but there's a foul on Farrell.
He was really kind of loose, which is good. Maybe on the inside he was torn up.
And Macon's going to go to the free throw line here to shoot two.
Farrell with the foul. That's his first.
And the free throw up by Macon is good. He has five. And he'll get one more.
First free throws for him at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Missed the second one, though.
And a scramble for it. The loose ball. There's a jump ball. And it's going to belong to the Smyrna Bulldogs.
They're out rebounding Laverne 5-2 here in the early going as well.
And it looks like Laverne, they're going to put a little pressure on them. Farrell will throw it in for Smyrna. We're all tied up at 7.
Antonio Coward into the game, John.
Bring it across is Vanderbilt. Picked up by Johns at half court. Couple of dribbles with the left hand, looking for some help. And he does find McGuire. McGuire left side. Drives, now hands it off to Woodard. Woodard left side, gives it out to McGuire between the circles. Coward in the game for Laverne, and he picks him up there. Back out to McGuire. Coward with some nice shoes, too. Neon.
Kind of neon pinkish, aren't they?
A little orange, maybe. Here's McGuire with a drive, and they're going to call a foul, a blocking foul on Laverne. And it's either on Macon, but I'm not sure if it's on Coward. I knew somebody had reached in before the contact was made. And going to the free throw line will be McGuire. Free throw is up, and it is good. McGuire puts Smyrna back out in front, 8-7. And now timeout on the court here as they want to talk about things. 8-7, Smyrna leads, a 30-second timeout. And let's go to our good friends, Stan Vaught and Bobby Buck.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. That's the Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Buck. Put their years of marketing experience to work for you. Consider it sold with Bob Buck and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And tonight, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlighting the four Rutherford County student athletes that are finalists in the Mr. and Miss Basketball this year. From Riverdale, they have two of the three going up against Nina Davis from Memphis Central will be Alexa Middleton and Olivia Jones. Blackman's Darius Thompson in Class AAA, and for the first time in school history, Derek Spears, Middle Tennessee Christian School, all finalists. Congratulations from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you. Online at TOA.com.
McGuire's second one is also good. 9-7 Smyrna, 2:57 to go here in the first quarter of play. Coward has it, left side. Now back out to Johns. John's going to drive, gets an opening, and it's blocked, but a foul going to be called. I think they're going to count this basket, too. It is good. And the foul on James. No, make that, well, I've got it down James, but I don't think that's who he said. 9-7, going to the free throw line is Johns. Free throw's good. His first point will make that 3 points as he got the basket and the free throw. 10-9 now. We're playing a seesaw game. Woodard brings it up for Smyrna. 2:44 to go in the first quarter. Over to McGuire. Gets a pick from Woodard. Doesn't take it. Now goes to McGuire. Back to him. Now to Woodard. Open for three. Short. Rebound. Farrell had it. A wide open look. Couldn't hang on to it. Here comes Laverne with the ball.
That's their first miss here in the first quarter.
Farrell makes a steal. Good play. All the way. Long toss to Vanderbilt. Lays it up and in. Vanderbilt with 7. Leading score in the game so far. 11-10 now. Smyrna gets a lead back. 2:13 to go. Macon loses the ball. That should be off of Laverne, and it is. Second turnover for the Wolverines.
Tomorrow night, Siegel and Smyrna will play in girls. The 4-5 game, 6 o'clock, airtime 5:45 for us. The second game will be Oakland versus Laverne.
Laverne comes in here in this boys' game 17-9. Smyrna 12-14. Vanderbilt gives it over in the corner to Woodard. And a good feed in give and go down low to McGuire, and the basket's good. He has 4. 13-10. Biggest lead of the game by anybody.
That's saying a lot, isn't it?
Johns has it in the front court. Picked up by Vanderbilt. Passes it over to Reese at the high post. Now back out. And the lob inside to Reese. Puts it up with the left hand. It's missed. Coward has the rebound. He misses it. But he gets his own rebound. Brings it back out. Over to Johns. Kalen Fuller in the game for Laverne, by the way. Here's Sparks. Gives it over to Coward. In the corner to Johns. And the jumper's good for three. Marquise Johns has six. And just like that, we're tied at 13. A minute four to go in the first quarter. McGuire has it over to Woodward. Woodard in the corner to Farrell. He'll take the three. It's short. Rebound, Coward. Bounce pass, Sparks. Or make that Johns. Johns drives, now backs it out. Right side, goes over to Sparks. And he backs it up. Got a sub in for Smyrna. We'll get that to you in just a second. Here's a little jumper from about 10 feet. It's no good. And the rebound up and in by Reese.
Well, he's a tough customer.
15-13. Frazier in the game for Smyrna. Jumper's no good for Smyrna. Rebound Reese. Hectic pace so far. Sparks stops. Feeds it to make that Johns to Sparks. And Sparks hits the three. DeLauren Sparks and a timeout on the court here. 18-13. Laverne has a 5-point lead. The biggest in the game. We'll have a timeout. Be right back.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas Touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Winners Trophies, Last Cast of Speed Supply, and Prentice Salsa Heating and Air.
7 seconds to go in the quarter and a reach-in foul on Isaiah Reese. And it'll be Smyrna's ball. I mentioned Frazier was into the ball game. Josh Frazier, 6'3", junior forward for Smyrna. And also in the game, another person with a different number. That's number 15. We may see, can we look him up. There's a feed inside to Frazier, and it is good. His first basket. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Laverne 18, Smyrna Boys 15, and you're listening to State Farm District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS. Stay with us.
Got a big bunch to feed? Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue has the answer.
Family pack is a very popular item. I think it's priced real well. The picnic pack will serve probably 8 to 12 people.
And if you have even more hungry mouths to feed?
We cater to any size group. We'll quote them a price over the phone. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
From 1 to 1001, it's Rick's Barbecue. Two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we start the second quarter play. Laverne with a basketball and a 3-point lead. Coward has it. He's in there with Johns and Sparks. Also, Fuller and Reese. There's a lob and it's intercepted. Long pass to McGuire, and it's tipped away. Good play by Sparks. Saves it, knocks it out off of Hunter Farrell. It'll be Laverne's ball. What a terrific defensive play by Sparks. Richard Mulligan in the game for Smyrna. That was our number 15 we were looking for.
They changed some numbers here since the last time we did a broadcast.
And Farrell intercepts for Smyrna. Another turnover. He's going to take it all the way in. They disallow the basket as it went in. A foul before the shot.
That's probably the right call there, John, because the foul occurred and then Farrell put it up.
And Coward picks up his second personal. And let's see, we're fixing to get some more changes. Macon comes back in for Laverne. And the long lob to Mulligan. He drives with the left hand, stops, fakes. He's at the foul line, still looking, and finds Frazier. Back to Mulligan. Going to drive again. This time he gets a lane, puts it up. Won't go. Reese has it. Laverne on the run. Coward in the corner. Johns fakes, shoots from 15. No good. Rebound, McGuire for Smyrna. 18-15 Laverne. 7:03 to go in the second quarter. McGuire, wow, it goes in from about eight, and that was a shot from the hip.
Shot from the hip. It was a stop-and-pop kind of basket. Very tough one.
Pressure by Smyrna. Macon gets it. No-look pass to Reese. It's good. Nice play by Mason. By Macon, that is. 6:40 to go here in the first half. 20-17 Laverne. Got us a good one here so far. It was a good boys game in the first one. Oakland wins by four. Gets a screen from Frazier. McGuire between the legs dribble, now throws it away. Over to Sparks. Running, gives it to Macon, puts it up, and it is good, and the basket's going to count as Vanderbilt picks up the foul. That's seven for Charles Macon. He's going to go to the free throw line. Woodard comes back in, and McGuire going to take a breather. Coward goes out. For Laverne. Macon's shot is up and good. Free throw. He's the leading scorer for the Wolverines. He has eight.
State Farm District 7 AAA tournament coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers, Home for Funerals.
Mike McCarroll comes in for Laverne. Here's Mulligan, hands it off to Woodard. Over in the corner, Vanderbilt couldn't control it, loses it. That's three turnovers for Smyrna. Mike McCarroll is a 6-foot junior. Coming out is Sparks. Macon stays in. I thought he was taking Macon's place, but he takes Sparks. Johns has it to McCarroll. Over to Macon. Another no-look pass. Gives it inside and is blocked as Horner goes up. And he is greeted rather rudely by Frazier. It'll be Laverne's ball underneath their basket.
Great student sections for both teams. You can hear them. They're very loud. A big rivalry game here in the tournament to start it off.
There's a jumper by Horner. That's short. Rebound. Farrell, but he throws it away. Back to McCarroll. Laverne's got it back. Farrell gets it again. Hunter Farrell's everywhere. Gets it across the timeline. Now is tripped by Marquise Johns. Accidental, but still going to be a foul.
He wiped up a good bit of the floor there.
Biggest lead of the game, Laverne by six here. The 5:38 mark in the first half. At the free throw line is Hunter Farrell for Smyrna. 6'2 junior. And the free throw is good. Hunter Farrell. He'll get another here. Fans Heating and Air, been providing unparalleled products, services, and support since 1966. 893-7930. Here's the shot by Farrell. It's up, and it is good. Yeah, Charles Sutton is number 23. I knew that was right. He has 8 points, by the way. 23-19 as Farrell hits both of them. 4-point lead. Sutton has it. I knew I was saying that wrong. Here's a Reese in. It's no good. Rebound Frazier. Off to Woodard. Wanting to run. Here's Smyrna coming down. It's blocked by Sparks. Again, he saves a point, a basket. Here's McCarroll. Gives it over to Sutton. Back inside to Reese. Down low to Horner, layup good. J.J. Horner with the basket. Good ball movement there by Laverne. 4:56 to go in the first half. 25-19 Wolverines. Vanderbilt has it. Long jumper by Vanderbilt is no good. Rebound going up is Johnson. And somebody reached in there and grabbed him on the way up. Foul on Horner. Second foul on J.J. Horner. At the line, Jalen Johnson looking for his first points. Free throw is up, and it is good. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. And we go back to the free throw line. Second shot here by Jalen Johnson. It's up. It is also good. Johnson's 2 points. And Smyrna cuts the lead to 4, 25-21. Coming across is Sparks. Gives it over to Charles Sutton. Sutton has it to Reese. Reese drives. Turns around. A little spin move. Great move by Isaiah Reese, who has 8. Lead back to 6. Smyrna. Woodard brings it across in the front court. Left side now to Vanderbilt. Gets a pick, going to drive the lane, going to go up. He loses it. Foul is called. One had jump ball, one had a foul, and I think the foul is going to overrule it. Foul on McCarroll. That's his first. And that's the 9th team foul on Laverne. So shooting the 1-1 here is Vanderbilt. Free throw is up. No good. He gets 2 shots instead of the 1-1. And Johns comes back in for the Wolverines. McCarroll goes out. Second free throw is up. It is no good. Rebound, Reese. Here come the Laverne Wolverines. Johns stops, shoots from 18, bottom. Johns has 8.
What a nice roll here for the Wolverines. John, and they've got their largest lead of the game at 8.
29-21, 3:58 to go in the first half. Ball is almost stolen away. Woodard gets it back. Now gives it off to Johnson. Takes a couple of dribbles, feeds it back out to Woodard. Gets a pick from Sutton. Woodard driving all the way in, banks it off the glass. No good. Frazier with the rebound. It's no good. And Sutton comes away with it. How does he see these guys? He flipped that thing out to the Sparks. Over to Johns from the corner. No. Rebound, Johns. Head fake, stops, running jumper, misses. Rebound, Sutton. Another chance for Laverne. They feed it inside to Reese. The big man goes up. He's gets it knocked away, but coming away with it is Johns to Reese at the foul line. No good. And finally, action stopped, and Smyrna got a rebound. Wow, what? That was about 5 shots there. Foul is on Sutton. That's the first one on Charles Sutton. And Frazier will go to the free throw line. There are already 10 fouls on Laverne, so Frazier's going to shoot 2. Double bonus here for Frazier. The 6'3 junior eyes it, puts it up, and it is no good. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966. That number again, 893-7930. Frazier back to the free throw line. Missed the first one. He'll get another. It's up. This one rolls good. Frazier with 3. 29-22. It's a 7-point Laverne lead. Chris Chambers, the head coach of the Laverne Wolverines. Lonnie Drayton, Smyrna Bulldogs. Chris Chambers says he's had these kids since middle school. Here's Sparks driving, make that Johns. Johns, they look like twins. Here's a jumper by Sparks. It's good from 15. DeLauren Sparks with 5, 31-22. Laverne's biggest lead, 9. Here's McGuire, who's come back in, has nowhere to go with it. It's blocked, puts it back up, but another foul on the Wolverines. Man, they've had a lot of fouls here in this first half. And Martin Reyes commits the foul, who just checked in. He's number 14, a 6-foot senior. Chris Chambers putting some people in, trying to save some foul trouble. Free throw by McGuire is no good. Sutton getting ready to check back in. And let's see. At the line is McGuire. The first free throw is no good. Rebound picked up over there by Cook.
Missed them both.
And the jumper is no good. Going back up is Fuller. And this time I think it's blocked again. Yes, no foul. And Laverne will get the ball back. Here's a jumper in the corner by Sutton. It's good for three. A first bank three for Charles Sutton. He has 11. Woodard driving for Smyrna. Going to go up. Blocked. No foul. Picked up. Here's Sparks going all the way in, coast to coast. No good. Rebound, a scramble for it. Reyes gets it back. Reyes has it, going to drive. Scoop shot, layup good. Crowd goes wild as Martin Reyes puts the basket in. His first basket. 36-22, a foul called underneath. As play stopped, and it has gotten a little rough here.
Well, Lonnie Drayton is contemplating a timeout here. I think he was almost going to take it there, but the official went by him so quickly he didn't get it called.
At the free throw line is Vanderbilt. Free throw's good. Taylor has 8. 36-23. This game, Brian, almost getting a little out of hand here for Smyrna if they're not careful.
Well, it has definitely been a Laverne quarter, that is for sure.
Vanderbilt will get another. It's up and it's good. Taylor Vanderbilt has 9. He leads Smyrna. 36-24. Laverne brings it up. Here's Sutton. Driving baseline. And now a foul going to be called. And it'll be Laverne's ball underneath their basket. Jalen Johnson commits that foul. Joseph Cook in the game, throws it in. And now a hold on Johnson. Wow. 6 fouls on Smyrna, 10 on Laverne. Laverne has a 12-point lead. In the first game tonight, the Oakland Patriots defeated Riverdale 49-45, and they get the opportunity to play Blackman on Saturday at 3:30. We'll have that game on WGNS. Boys action. Big day Saturday coming up. And playing a little toss is Cook and Sparks to Sutton at the high post. Stops, turn around, 8-footer, no good, rims off. Rebound, Farrell, gives it out to McGuire. Over to Woodard, long three, no good, it's short. Rebound, Frazier, looking for some help, finds McGuire, he'll shoot the three, no good again. Rebound, this time Reese. Reese brings it across, gets in some trouble, a little double team, and Reyes moved the pivot foot. Turnover, Laverne. 1:02 to go in the first half, a 12-point lead for Laverne.
Smyrna could not miss in the first quarter, John, but they're 1 of 8 in this quarter.
It's been a while. The only points mostly coming from the free throw line. Frazier has it, almost tipped away. Cook reaches in there. Vanderbilt going to drive, puts it up, lays it off the glass, good. How he got that shot off, I don't know. 11 for Vanderbilt. Here's Sutton, spins, stops, puts it up. Too soft. Reese is there, but he's fouled. And I think Hunter Farrell got him as he was going up. Reese, this is my first look. I know you've seen Laverne. My first look at Laverne, and I forgot Reese was still here.
Yeah, he's a big, important cog. Obviously, Charles Sutton, who has been Charles Macon, Charles Sutton, and Charles Macon Sutton. So that's, he's had all three names.
Well, he's Charles Sutton tonight. I think they used to call him something besides Charles, didn't they?
It was Macon Sutton.
Yeah, there you go.
Hyphenated.
And free throw by Reese, the second one, is good. He got 1 of 2. 37-26, 11-point lead. I want to thank Kenneth Schott for helping us out on that, by the way. We were helping him, and then he came back and helped us. McGuire, because the roster was a little crazy at first. as you could hear the panic in my voice.
Was it panic?
It was panic, sheer panic, fear, many things. Vanderbilt has it out front with 14 seconds to go in the half. Looking for that one shot. Vanderbilt feeds it to Frazier, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound, Sparks. Got a chance to score with two, with one, banks it off the glass, no good. As the first half comes to a close with the score, Laverne 37, Smyrna 26. You're listening to State Farm District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS. We'll have the second half for you right after this timeout and the halftime stats.
Get your travel immunizations at Reeve Sane. Whether you're traveling to deliver medicine or to serve in a mission, the most important thing is that you're healthy enough to do it. This is Lori St. Smith at Reeve Sane. Make Reeve Sane your first travel destination. Contact us today at 278-3158 to schedule individual and group immunizations. You may also view a range of our immunizations at ReeveSane.com. Immunizations are available Monday through Friday at 1801 Memorial Boulevard inside Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home is family. That's why we know how to serve your family. Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want you to know that for well over a century, we have been serving families just like yours because we understand how deeply emotions are touched by the death of a loved one. Donnie and Eddie Ayers and all the Ayers family desire to care for you and your loved one with dignity and compassion. We understand you have a choice in Rutherford County, and we are grateful that you continue to allow us to serve you. We are your funeral family in Rutherford County at 893-2422.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Don't our tax refunds always seem to come at the best time? You know, when something needs to be fixed. Are there any funny noises coming from your car? Are your tires looking a little tired? At Bud's Tire Pros, they specialize in a range of services like alignments and brake repair.
They also offer a wide variety of tires, including Michelin, exclusive tire promotions, and all services backed by the industry's strongest warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or call 896-TIRE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage continues here on WGNS. While we have a break in the action, we're going to talk with our Intersource 24-second cash clock representative. It's Walter Dixon who we're going to give a shout here. Walter was the name drawn from the hundreds that were submitted for the 24-second cash clock, and he's going to have a chance on Saturday to win $10,000, $5,000 for him and $5,000 for the school, which he's going to represent. We're going to catch up with him right now.
Hello.
Is this Walter Dixon?
This is Mr. Dixon.
Walter, this is Brian from WGNS Radio calling to say congratulations on your name being drawn from the hundreds who entered the Intersource 24-second cash clock. Now you've got a chance to win $10,000.
I'm pretty excited about it, actually, and I've been up playing basketball trying to get the rhythm just down. I'm getting in practice mode right now.
Getting in practice. Right. What school are you playing for?
It's the Riverdale Warriors. My daughter currently plays for the Riverdale Warriors.
Maybe your daughter's giving you a few tips.
Right.
Walter, we just wanted to take time out of our broadcast to say congratulations on your name being drawn from the hundreds that entered the Intersource 24-second cash clock, and you're going to have your chance on Saturday to shoot the basketball for about $10,000, $5,000 for you and $5,000 for Riverdale High School. Again, congratulations, Walter.
Okay, thank you so much.
Very
appreciate
good.
Uh-huh.
Walter Dixon, his name was the one chosen from the WGNS Primetime Sports Intersource 24-second cash clock.
He's going to have the chance to split $10,000 with the school of his choice, that being Riverdale. Obviously, his daughter goes to school there. Walter Dixon is the lucky winner who will have the chance to make a layup, a free throw, a shot from the top of the key, and a half-court shot. Do that in 24 seconds. He's going to pocket $5,000. Riverdale will pocket $5,000 as well. Also, we've had lots of weekly winners during the Intersource 24-second cash clock. Gift cards, Toots gift cards, Kirk and Burt's gift cards, iTunes gift cards. And also, still coming, DirecTV for a year. So somebody's going to win that. And lots of great things going on here during the district tournament with Intersource. Want to thank Andy DeGraw at Intersource for this great idea that's brought lots of excitement here to the district tournament. Also helping out with hospitality room and such. So hats off to Andy DeGraw at Intersource and all of his staff who made this happen. And we've got details coming up soon now on what we're going to do in the spring. So I guess what we say in the business is stay tuned. We'll be right back with more coverage of State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage here on WGNS. Hope you'll stay with us.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers, across from two.
Oh, you can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
For decades, Farmer Brothers Insurance and the Murfreesboro Insurance Agency have been serving our neighbors. Now they have joined forces because sometimes more is more. Claiborne and Taylor is one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies. More options and more personal attention. Drop in for their open house on Friday, October the 12th, just behind Tire World on Memorial Boulevard. Visit ClaiborneTaylor.com for more information.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
There is a difference at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We have a lot of people that just pull up and say, hey, my check engine light is on. Can you tell me what's wrong with it? And we don't charge for that.
That's Chuck Haynes with Murfreesboro Automotive.
A lot of stores will charge. We do that at no charge here. We feel like they'll probably become a customer if we do that.
From the simple oil change to major auto repair work, Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're on Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Murfreesboro Automotive.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And come see us at Animal City and let our friendly, knowledgeable staff help you with all of your pet needs. To keep your pet protected, we carry a year-round supply of flea and tick medications. And while you're here, be sure to check out our small animal department. Chances are we have the perfect new family member waiting for you. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's next to the bowling alley.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are back with State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage. Don't forget to check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com. We've got all of the bracket information there on Intersource Tournament Central. Check it out. The brackets, they'll be updated with all the scores. We'll keep you updated on District 9A as well. Tomorrow night, it's MTCS and Eagle Bowl boys playing in the District 9A tournament championship game. Girls action for us tomorrow, Siegel versus Smyrna, then Oakland versus Laverne.
First half stats in the boys' game. Smyrna Laverne. Laverne leads 37-26. 13 rebounds for the Bulldogs. Laverne with 17. Field goal shooting, 9 of 19 for Smyrna. That's 47% and one first bank three. 19 shot attempts versus 36 for Laverne. That's a big stat. Laverne 42% in the first half. 15 of 36 and three first bank threes. 9 of 15 from the foul line for Smyrna. 4 of 6 for Laverne. 6 turnovers for Laverne and Smyrna with 4. It was 18-15 Laverne at the end of one. It's 37-26 here now. And your scoring looks like this for Smyrna. Jalen Johnson with 2. Tristan James with 4. Taylor Vanderbilt 11. B.J. McGuire with 6. 3 for Josh Frazier. And 2 for Hunter Farrell. For Laverne, Charles Sutton with 11 points tonight. 15 for DeLorean Sparks. 8 for Marquise Johns. 9 for Isaiah Reese. 2 points for Martin Reyes and J.J. Horner with 2. That's a look at all of your stats from Fans Heating and Air, Game Days, Team Sports, and Winners Trophies. And here with the second half and the starting lineups in the second half, here's John.
All right, Brian, for the starting lineups for Smyrna, they're going to have Jalen Johnson along with Taylor Vanderbilt at guard, B.J. McGuire, one of the forward spots. Also, Tristan James is in there along with Hunter Farrell. For Laverne, it's Johns and Sparks and Horner, Reese, and Sutton. And those starting lineups brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. And immediately, Smyrna turns the ball over. Going all the way in is Johns for the basket. So just like that, they score early here, Laverne.
Smyrna cannot afford to continue that, John, and they've got to get up more shots. 19-36, the shot difference between Smyrna and Laverne in the first half. That was a big stat, I think.
Farrell has it left side. Now to the high post. It goes to Johnson. Going to drive. Scoop shot. Missed. Tipped away. Farrell had it for a moment. Rolling on the floor and coming away with it. And now a foul going to be called, and they're pointing at Marquise Johns. Or no, make that Vanderbilt maybe.
He got a timeout
call. No, that's what he did. He sure did. And we've got a chance to talk about our friends Bobby Bug and Stan Vaught for one last time tonight as Laverne leads by 13.
From residential commercial farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. On Saturday, don't forget, here as part of our District 7 AAA tournament coverage, Walter Dixon will have a chance to win $10,000. His name was drawn from the 100 signed up for the InterSource 24-second cash clock. He's playing for Riverdale High School. He'll have a chance to hit a layup, free throw, top of the key, and half-court shot in 24 seconds and win $5,000 for him and $5,000 for Riverdale. So good luck to Walter Dixon on Saturday.
What if he's nervous? I bet he's nervous.
Well, his daughter plays basketball at Riverdale, so
he's got some experience.
He said he's going to get some tips.
Here's Vanderbilt from downtown from the corner. It's good. A first bank three for Davin for Vanderbilt. He has 14. He has a pretty good night. Sutton returns the favor with a first bank three. Charles Sutton, he has 14. And just like that, nothing changes. 42-29. Just the total. Jumper good. Another first bank three. This time, Jalen Johnson.
Well, they can shoot in the paint if they'd like, either team.
Shoot out right now at Harry Gill Jr. Gymnasium. Here's Sutton driving. Goes all the way in. Banks it off the glass. No good. Coming away with it is James to Farrell. Now they give it up. McGuire driving. Gives it over to Vanderbilt, who's open. No good. Rebound, however, is James, and he's going to be fouled by Horner going up.
Well, he was wide open under the basket there, and the only thing to do was to foul him to keep from that being an easy little layup.
42-32. Laverne leads by 10 here and trying to get it down to single digits is Tristan James, and a little bit too hard. Free throw line, Fans Heating and Air. Been providing unparalleled product services and support since 1966. Ball missed the second one as well. Coming up with it is Sutton for Laverne, and he throws it away as Horner couldn't handle it. Not a bad idea. Horner just wasn't ready for it. Cowart checks in for Laverne. 6:10 to go here in the third period of play, and it is 42-32 as the seventh turnover for Laverne. Laverne got out to about 12 or 13, and they kind of hung around the 10-point mark. Here's Vanderbilt with a long jumper, putting it up. But Laverne didn't block out, but missing the shot was Johnson. Had a wide open look and missed it. Reese comes down with it for Laverne to Sutton, back to Reese. Backs it away at the high post. Now in the corner it goes to Sparks. Inside it goes to Reese. Feeds a little runner down there by Cowart. Found him open on the left side and he hits it. Cowart with two. That was a nice play by Reese. Defense collapsed on him and Cowart was wide open. 44-32, Laverne. Farrell has it for Smyrna. Top of the key. Now to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt gives it over to Johnson in the corner to Farrell. Cross court pass, Vanderbilt. Now to McGuire. Nothing going inside much for Smyrna right now, Brian. It's all outside. And McGuire tries to drive. It's knocked away by Cowart. It'll be Smyrna's ball.
Well, that's a big part of that is Reese, I think, John. And they're going to have to find somebody cutting through, set up some screens or something to get that low post action going for the Bulldogs. If you're a Smyrna fan.
There's an inside move and a good one by McGuire on the feed on the inbounds pass from Vanderbilt. And McGuire gets the basket. He has eight. And going to go to the free throw line for a chance for a three-point play.
That's one good way to do it right there on the inbounds play. Wide open baseline.
Fans Heating and Air free throws. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, and he hits it. McGuire has nine. Got him a pretty good game going. Here's Johns. Dribbles, crossover to Isaiah Reese. Reese loses the ball at the foul line, picked up by Vanderbilt. Turnover number eight for Laverne. Vanderbilt going to drive, goes up, puts it up against the glass. No good, partially blocked. Laverne with the ball. Johns has it, almost loses it, now does as Farrell comes up with it. It's going to be a jump ball, going to go to the Wolverines. It has been wild and woolly here in this second game tonight. 44-35, Laverne with the lead. They have the ball underneath their basket.
Wild and woolly. I would tend to agree with that. Especially the woolly part.
Yes. Johns will throw it in. Fuller coming in the ball game for Laverne. Here's Sutton with it. Sutton leads Laverne with 14 points to Johns. Drive, stop, shoots at the foul line. Jumper good. From 15, it's Marquise Johns, who has 12. Vanderbilt comes down the floor quickly, and now Reese going to foul him. Reese just didn't get his feet planted there in time enough to draw that charge. Vanderbilt going to go to the free throw line. And he will shoot two. The lead is 11 for the Wolverines. The Bulldogs trying to claw their way back. Free throw missed. How are they doing at the free throw line tonight, Brian? Smyrna.
Well, I'll tally it up here.
Vanderbilt misses both ends of that one.
They're 1 of 5 in this quarter, I can tell you that.
And those are big. Ball is knocked away, but Smyrna's going to get the ball and get another chance here.
10 of 20, right at 50%.
And a timeout called. And we will take one, too, with Laverne leading here, 46-35. We'll be back.
It's food like Grandma used to make, the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
When you think about Southern eating, you usually think about the meat and three, your fried chicken, your white beans, potatoes, macaroni and cheese. So we just wanted to keep that Southern tradition alive.
That's Ricky Turner of the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
We do three different meats and six different vegetables every day.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, open lunch and dinner Tuesday through Friday, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch. The Cedar Bucket.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, A registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
Manny Woodard checks in for Smyrna, gets the ball into James, who misses the little soft jumper. And rebound coming down with it is Laverne. Cook has it, who he checked in. And now the little left-handed hook shot off from DeLauren Sparks. It's good. He has seven. Laverne doesn't mind running with you. Go ahead, Brian.
I was going to say they're shooting really well, too. Five of six, including a three in this quarter.
Woodard loses the ball, but it gets it back. It's James. Now to McGuire, left open. Short. Rebound, Perez. And he flips it out. Going to take it in. Ball's loose. Picked up Vanderbilt. Smyrna has it. Vanderbilt drives all the way in for the easy layup. Vanderbilt with 16. 48-37, lead back to 11 for Laverne. And the ball is going to be thrown away as Cook couldn't handle it. Reyes coming back to the bench. So Laverne has Sparks, Johns, Sutton, Cook, and Reese in. Smyrna, Vanderbilt, Farrell. And a new player in for Smyrna. Here's a long jumper. It's good by Smyrna's Farrell. Here's Sparks to Johns. Johns has it right side. Backs it up. Now he drives. Going to try a little layup or a feed into Reese, and it's intercepted. Here comes Smyrna. They want to run. Farrell. Going to drive, almost took steps. Here's the jumper. It's no good. Rebound picked up Sutton. Coming down with it, Sparks. He'll take the long jumper. It's too hard, too strong off the rim. Rebound, DJ Williams. Williams in for Smyrna. Over to Vanderbilt. Long jumper, in and out. Back out, coming down with it is Sparks. Great feed. And coming down with it, Johns does get it. Bounces off the glass, no good. He was almost sitting down when he shot that one. Farrell feeds Woodard. Layup good. Great feed. Shot by Woodard.
Boy, Farrell has played a heck of a game here tonight. He's been all over the place. And timeout.
And Smyrna has cut the lead to seven. It's Laverne 48-41. And you're listening to State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to pauldinaburo.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA tournament coverage brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Laverne has the basketball with a 7-point lead, 1:48 to go in the third. Sutton has it, 8-footer short. Rebound, there's the big guy, Reese. Big bucket, 50-41.
They are just tearing up Smyrna on the boards, 25-17.
And DJ Williams has it, flips it over to Vanderbilt between the circles. over to Farrell. Farrell driving, feeds it off to Williams. Drives baseline, goes up, blocked. However, they're going to call a foul on Sparks. And D.J. Williams going to the free throw line. Had a lot of fouls in this one, but the second half so far, it's only the fourth foul, but it's all on Laverne. Smyrna's taking it to them. They still trail by nine. A minute 21 to go in the third. Free throw up by Williams is no good. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966, 893-7930.
Well, if Smyrna loses this game by single digits, John, they're going to look at the free throws and see what might have been. Tonight they are 10 of 21.
Second one in and out. You're right, Brian. That's a big, big factor in this game. Here's Sutton. Back out, Laverne with the basketball. And now a whistle and a blocking foul. And that one is going to be on D.J. Williams. Gillespie has it. He'll throw it in. Just checked in for Laverne. Over to Sutton. Sutton going to drive with the left hand. It's blocked. Picked up by Farrell. Vanderbilt wanted to run with it. He scoops it in for the layup from the right side. Good grief. I don't know how he got that one off. He's got 18. Here is Sparks driving, and now another whistle. Away from the basket. And this one is on. I'm not really sure who he said.
15.
Thank you. That was Farrell who's going out.
And that's probably why.
I'm sorry, make that Mulligan.
I think Coach just wanted to talk to him there for a second.
Yeah, that was Mulligan, number 15. Here's Gillespie. Over to Sparks, to Reese. Long jumper, short. Rebound, picked up. Coming away with it is Vanderbilt. Long pass to James. Here's the lob inside. It goes to Woodard. He takes a little hook shot, and it falls.
Well, that all started with a bad shot by Reese. He's not a three-point shooter. Don't really want him shooting from there, and that led to a bucket on the other end by Smyrna after the miss.
Smyrna within five. Long jumper, Sparks. Too strong off the glass. Rebound, Williams, football pass to Vanderbilt. Over to McGuire, takes a hard fall as Sutton knocks him down. Let's see how they're going to call this. Foul is on Sutton. And now they're looking at McGuire, who is still down.
I think he may have had the wind knocked out of him right there, John. That was a pretty tough spill.
He really did take it. He kind of fell on his back, too, a little bit. Or maybe he fell on the front end, the stomach, and knocked his breath out. But they're looking at him.
Doctors and staff at TOA here taking a look. And
let's take a timeout. How about it?
Yeah, he's going to be there for a minute, I think. So
let's do that. It's 50-45, Laverne by five.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we're back at the free throw line is Mulligan for Smyrna. Smyrna trails 50-45 with 3.6 to go. Free throw is up and rolls in good. Smyrna within four. Smyrna has come clawing back from down from 13. And the second one is good. Mulligan.
He got to shoot the free throws there for McGuire.
And the buzzer as we end the third quarter of action. We got us a good one, folks. It's Laverne 50, and Smyrna 47. Back with the fourth quarter after this. You're listening to State Farm District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland winners in the first game tonight, 49-45. They will take on Blackman Saturday at 3:30. Survival game here. Laverne leads 50-47. Smyrna with the ball as we start the fourth quarter.
3-6 matchup here.
Woodard, kind of predict that on the 3-6, don't you?
Yeah.
DJ Williams driving, stops, turns, puts it off the glass. It's no good. Rebound, Reese. Huge rebound for Isaiah Reese. Here's Sparks. Couple of between-the-leg dribbles, a little stutter step. Now gives it over to Johns between the circles, right at the Bulldog. Over left side to Sutton. Going to drive, gets a lane, puts it up again, good. Charles Sutton with 16. He got a wide-open lane. Long jumper, Vanderbilt, too strong. Rebound, picked up, Sparks. Laverne wants to run. Had numbers, but slipping down, but no, doesn't matter. Sparks scores on the layup. He had a two-on-one, didn't need it. And the foul, the basket's good. And the foul on Woodard.
Is this the start of a run here for Laverne? And if it is, Smyrna could be in trouble. Smyrna's got to have, got to keep it close here.
Well, Sparks didn't waste any time getting it down the floor. And he makes the three-point play as the free throw's good. 55-47, just like that. Laverne back up by eight. Laverne had cut it at 1 point to five and to three at the end of the third. Woodard has it right side, almost picked off. Williams going to drive, has trouble, needing help. Mulligan comes down with it, survives two people, puts it up. It's short, rebound, going to be a foul on Laverne over the back.
Mulligan
That's
had
corner.
A really good shot at it right there, really good look, made a nice move in the paint.
Coming in is B.J. McGuire. Williams will go out.
That is Horner's fourth foul, too, so foul trouble beginning to mount up just a little bit.
It's limited his playing time, just like it did Stansberry tonight a little bit.
Yeah, in the first game.
Mulligan driving. Boy, he hustles in there, and he's going to foul. He's going to be fouled by Sparks.
Well, he's been all over the place. Win, lose, or draw here tonight, John. He has played his heart out.
Really battles a good hustler. Mulligan has 2 points on the night. Eyes it, puts it up, and it's good. Mulligan with three. 6:40 to go in this one. It's a 7-point Laverne lead. Now the referees are talking something over. Fans Heating and Air has been providing unparalleled products, services, and support since 1966. Call 893-7930. Don't forget, we will be back tomorrow night. Brian, won't we?
Yes.
Girls action starting at 5:45. And we are going to have Siegel and Smyrna at 6 o'clock. And the 7:30 game tomorrow night is Oakland and Laverne. That will be around 7:30.
Not exactly sure what was going on. They took a look at Charles Sutton's, the back of his jersey. Maybe they thought he had some blood on the back of his jersey, but everything should be okay now.
Well, they weren't looking at numbers, were they? Because I've been looking for him
all
night.
They may be.
Mulligan, free throw's good. He has four. And Smyrna claws back to six. 55-49 Laverne, 6:36 to go.
When you got so many different numbers and jerseys, you could put it in the book wrong, too. And that's one thing you have to look for.
Lob down low to Reese. Turn around in the lane. Rolls good. The big man scores again. He's got 13.
3 for 3 to start the quarter for Laverne.
Woodard driving, goes up, puts it up, lays it in. Nobody picked him up, really. And an easy basket for Woodard. He has 6. Here's Sutton with it. Gives it out to Sparks. Gives it to Sutton. Reverse layup in. Good.
Wow.
Charles Sutton, he plays really some guard, but he's such a big kid now. He's really a forward, I guess, but he can handle the ball. Mulligan has it for Smyrna over to Vanderbilt, left side. Working one-on-one against Johns. Lays it up too strong. Reese down with another big rebound.
1 for 5 for Smyrna here to start the quarter from the field.
Over to Sutton. There you see him handling the ball, and he loses it, but it's knocked away by Smyrna. Going to have some big action in girls play tomorrow night. That Siegel-Smyrna game, they split the regular season. That might be a really good one tomorrow night. Here's Reese in the lane. Good again. He is a horse here in the fourth.
Well, if you're Laverne, you ride him. And I think Smyrna sees that. They're going to have to call a timeout.
And we will take 1-2. State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage will continue with a score. Laverne 61, Smyrna 51.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. The corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
No more mess of pills. No more confusion of what pill to take when. This is Lori St. Smith at Reeve Sane. Simplify your life with Medipack, the pre-sorted prescription program from Reeve Sane. Medipack is a national caregiver-friendly award winner because it is innovative and efficient, taking the worry out of caring for your loved ones. Call Reeve Sane today at 278-0770 or visit MedipackRx.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we're back, 5:25 to go here. Smyrna with a basketball, and they definitely need a basket, Brian.
Well, this is their trip down. They really need something here. Lonnie Drayton knows it.
Woodard driving, gets an open lane, blocked by Sutton. I think they're going to say he got a piece of him. Now we're going to say yes. Sutton did draw the foul. Did you see it? If he got it with the body, I didn't see it.
He did. And, John, with the force that he came down with, I don't know. I don't like the intentional foul call because it's used infrequently and not enough. But that, I don't think it was, but it was awfully close.
He just went up to block it, what he did.
There was a little shove in there afterward, too, I think was the problem.
This is both free throws, however. And Reese has it for Laverne.
That's going to be the stat of the game, I'm afraid, if the score remains.
Reese with a left-handed hook shot. Good. He is on fire. Here's Woodard. 12-point Laverne lead. James with nowhere to go. Tries to give it to McGuire. It's intercepted. Horner comes away with it. Gets it inside. Reese again. This time too strong. Rebound coming down with it is James to McGuire. Want to run. Give. Now back out. Mulligan open for three. Swish. Mulligan with a first bank three. A timeout on the court. And we will take 1-2. It's 63-54 Laverne. We'll be back.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building. And then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road. just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan. 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage brought to you in part by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Print Works, and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
Corner to throw it in for Laverne. They lead by 9. Full court press by Smyrna. Getting it inside is Fuller, and ball's almost thrown away, and it is. Vanderbilt comes away with it. One to run. Vanderbilt, and now that's going to be offensive foul. He did put the elbow to him, and Horner took the fall. So a foul on Vanderbilt. And coming into the ball game is Reese, immediately back in. He got a quick breather. That's enough to catch his breath a little bit.
Things beginning to get away from Smyrna here. They're going to have a tremendous last 4 minutes here.
And they call 5 seconds on Laverne. Turnover for the Wolverines. That's number 11.
This may be the start.
And Woodard will throw it in for Smyrna underneath the Smyrna basket. Here's Frazier. Just checked in. Shoots. Scores. A two-pointer from about 15. Frazier has 5. And they're down to by 7. Laverne with a basketball. Here's Johns. Between the circles, goes right side. Sutton, he's going to drive all the way in. Gave a little elbow, and it's an offensive foul on Sutton. Kind of ducked that head a little bit, didn't he?
Ducked the head, put the forearm out, but more elbow than forearm. The forearm's okay, but it's the elbow that's the problem.
Smyrna with a chance again to cut the lead. 63-56 Laverne, the 3:55 mark in this game. Mulligan has it for Smyrna. Left side, throws it away. Good alert play by John. 2-on-1. Bounces it to Horner. Blocked by Mulligan. Out of bounds, it'll be Laverne's ball. Great defensive stop there by Mulligan.
Mulligan was even wanting the basketball. He thought it was off of Laverne, so he's really hustled tonight.
Here's Sutton from the corner. Short, rebound McGuire. And you can hear the crowd. Smyrna crowd getting into this one. Here's Mulligan, driving, scores from the corner. Mulligan with 9. And here comes Sparks across the timeline slowly. 3:19 to go. Sparks gets an opening, puts it up. Offensive foul on Sparks.
Well, John, this last minute has been picture perfect for Smyrna, and Laverne knows it. Coach Chambers calls a timeout.
We'll take 1-2. It's Laverne by 5 over Smyrna. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards. And once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna with the basketball. They trail by 5, 63-58. Woodard has it left side. Takes a couple of dribbles, tries to find a lane. Now dishes off to Mulligan. Over to Frazier at the foul line. Now gives it back out. Vanderbilt has it. Picked up by Marquise Johns, and a foul going to be called on Johns. And Vanderbilt going to go to the free throw line, and now we get back to what's been the problem for Smyrna tonight, the free throws.
Yeah, John, they've shot less than 50%
here in the game so far, or this half, about 50% for the game.
Vanderbilt misses. He leads the team in scoring with 18, but free throws have been a huge problem.
14 of 29.
Second one is short. Rebound ripped down by Horner. Thrown away, but I think Smyrna touched it. But the referees say it's Smyrna's ball. I really thought a Bulldog touched that. Chris Chambers looks in disbelief. Here's McGuire driving, goes to Mulligan. Bounce pass in the lane to Frazier. He's fouled. And I think Johns did it. No, Sparks. But Frazier going to go to the line. What a great pass by Mulligan.
I don't know how he saw him in the lane there, but it's going to come down to can Smyrna hit free throws. And that's Sparks' fifth foul, so he's fouled out. We'll
Coward
see how that changes things for Laverne, but Smyrna wants to win this game, John. They've got to hit the free throws.
Yeah, one good thing about that, Coward is a pretty good sub.
Well, that's true.
Pretty good sixth man. You don't lose a lot of speed there. Here's the free throw attempt by Frazier. No good. He'll get another, and then the woes continue at the free throw line for the Bulldogs.
14 of 31.
Second one, good. Frazier hits the second one. He has six. Here comes Laverne. Johns has it. 2:40 to go in the game. Laverne leads by four. Let's see if they spread it out a little bit. They get it over the corner, and they throw it away. Coward throws it away. And it'll be Smyrna's ball. That's the 13th turnover for Laverne.
Three possessions in a row they've turned it over here, John, and they're really helping.
And three offensive fouls, too, you know,
right,
on top of that. So
that's just like a turnover.
Here is McGuire going to drive. He gave a little elbow. Sutton returns the favor with a block. And now a foul going to be called on Smyrna.
Probably an ill-advised shot right there with Sutton, but man, he can jump out of the gym, can he?
Had nowhere to go. And bringing it up will be Johns, who's going to be the floor leader with Sparks out of there. Vanderbilt picks him up at half court. Great move by Johns. Dishes it off, almost throws it away. Horner comes back with it, though. Here's Sutton, gets a lane up in the middle, puts it up. Layup is good. They call offensive foul on Sutton again. And Charles, you got to worry about his fouls. Is that?
I think that's four.
Four on him.
No, that's five. He's done.
Yeah, and that one was a little bit more controversial.
It was. I think that's three offensive fouls tonight on him, and that one is going to end his night. Boy, that's huge. Now we go. Now Laverne has to go much deeper into the bench.
Reyes comes in. I think if you're Laverne, you got to go down to the big guy. Offensively, you got to look for him every time.
Now, he's been a little silent lately. I agree.
Here's McGuire, 63-59, a four-point Laverne lead. Smyrna has the ball, loses it, and now a foul on McGuire as he lost the ball, and then he tripped. I don't know if it was Coward or whoever, but anyway, nonetheless, it's Laverne's ball.
One more foul by Smyrna, and that'll put Laverne at the foul line for the bonus as well.
Under the two-minute mark at 1:56 in the game. It's been quite a game, both games tonight. Here's Johns bringing it across. Flips it over to Reyes. Back out Coward. Open his Horner from the foul line. It's good. Two-pointer for Horner. But a big basket nonetheless. Laverne goes back up by six. Here's Woodard to Frazier. Ball's thrown away. Turnover Smyrna. And now Vanderbilt steals it away. Stolen now by Coward. Back to Johns. Laverne, see if they're going to slow it down here. Reyes, doesn't look so like they're going to. Reyes, make that Reese. Wow. Oh, my, what a play. Got a layup, got a lane, and took it. Vanderbilt for three. Short, Frazier's there. No. But a foul going to be called. Reese is going to get him. Reese with 19 points. Frazier's done a great job since he's come off the bench. And going to the free throw line for the fans, heating and air. Free throw. Josh Frazier. Free throw is up, and it is good. He has seven. 67-60. Laverne up by seven with a minute eight to go. And it's crunch time for Smyrna now, Brian. They're going to have to hit this free throw and try to get the ball back with any chance of winning this game. Free throw's good. Frazier with eight. Here comes Laverne. Full court pressure. Vanderbilt all over Johns. Johns gets it across. Gives it over to Reese. Let's see if they spread it out a little. And not going to get an opportunity as Vanderbilt's going to take Johns to the free throw line with a foul.
Well, you get the guy who's not been in the game as much, put him at the free throw line for one and one, kind of a pressure situation.
Well, Marquise Johns has been in this situation before. Free throw is up, and it is good. Marquise Johns, he has 13. It's been a kind of a quiet 13, but nonetheless, he is the floor leader right now, the man on the spot, 68-61. Laverne, second one, good. Laverne leads by eight. He has 14 points, by the way. Here comes Smyrna. McGuire, not stopping, going to go all the way in. It rolls in and out. Rebound, Reese. Pulled it down over Frazier. And now foul, a push. And Josh Frazier going to draw the foul, and Reese going to go to the free throw line. And this is a one-and-one situation for Reese. Make that, no, double bonus. No, you're right. I'm right the first time.
Yep.
Free throw.
John, Smyrna's missed their last three buckets down the stretch here, and Laverne's hitting free throws, so this one may have gotten away from the Bulldogs.
Well, looking back, they got to look at the free throw line. Second one is up by Reese. It's also good. He's got 21 tonight. 45 seconds to go. 10-point lead. McGuire in and out. A rebound. Johns. He's going to probably ask for somebody to foul him. Bounces it over to Reyes. Now back to Johns. Alertly gives it back to him. Marquise over to Coward. And they're going to waste a little clock. Reyes. Alertly gives it back out to Coward. Good play there. Smyrna chasing. Mulligan's going to pick up the foul. And going to the free throw line with 19 seconds left is Marquise John. And I'd have to safely say this one's probably over, Brian.
I say you're right. One and one the last time. May not be any more fouls either. I don't know.
The score holds up. Laverne will take on Siegel Saturday night at 6:30. Free throws good by Johns. He has 15.
We've hit six free throws in a row, and a lot of them the last three times have been in one-and-one situation. So if you can do that, that's key.
Second one is up, and it is good. Marquise Johns with 16. Here comes Vanderbilt. Going to launch a long three. It's good. First bank three for Vanderbilt. He's got 21, and a timeout is called. We'll take one, two, 73-64. Smyrna by nine, Laverne by nine. We'll be back.
Changes in your life create new financial needs. Whether it's graduation, a promotion, retirement, or other significant life changes, First Bank is there to help you succeed. Everything from a First Rewards checking account, investment services, business banking, and more, your hometown friends at First Bank are here to help you. I'm Ben Weatherford, inviting you to come by the First Bank location that's nearest you, or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
District 7 AAA State Farm basketball coverage brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Marquise John's going to the free throw line after being fouled on the inbounds pass, and the free throw is good. Marquise John's with 17.
8 for 8 free throws in this quarter for Laverne.
And a big difference in the two teams when it comes to the free throw line tonight. Second one is up, and it is good. Marquise has 18. 75-64, 9 seconds. This one is over. Laverne's going to advance here in District 7 AAA basketball. Mulligan launches a long three. It's short, and that's your final score as the Laverne Wolverines win by a score of 75-64 in a game that was much closer, really, than that 11-point margin. 75-64, our final here tonight. Stay tuned now for the Prentice Office of Heating and Air postgame show coming up.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at goprimetimesports.com.